And it's a Tech Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we talk to Bridget Carey, senior editor over at CNET. You can find her at CNET.com, on Twitter, at Bridget Carey, and Instagram, Bridget Happens. Apple in the news. What's going on with Apple, Bridget?
Well, they just wrapped on an event where they showed up a bunch of new gadgets. I know we feel like we just had an event because we just got the new iPhones, but they always have a separate event for their other things like iPads and laptops. And this basically was something where Apple sprinkled some iPhone X features on their new iPad Pro and MacBook Air laptop.
Apple. I honestly, do they just create more things just to keep themselves in the daily vernacular?
You know, with how much they spread it out, I know. And then especially, this is just a busy season for tech gadgets because, at least in my world, covering tech, you know, Google has an event, Apple has an event, Samsung, like they all cram it in the fall right before the holiday shopping season, of course. So what they're really targeting right now, because all these devices that Apple just announced are going to be, you know, available to buy, but they land, I think, next week, you're having this brand new iPad high-end model. Like, we've always had, like, the $330 mainstream iPad. That was, you know, over in March. You could always, you know, get something that's around $330. But it's been over a year since they, you know, gave a boost to their high-end model. So starting at $800, this one gets rid of the home button. It has that Face ID to unlock and do payments. It also has new little things you can do with the Apple Pencil to connect it magnetically. And there's a new keyboard case, but add on another $180 if you want that. So, yeah, there this is definitely a pricey gift, or for yourself if you want one. And then their MacBook Air also got some features, including the ability to do Touch ID. So instead of Face ID, it's like, you know, being able to use your thumbprint to unlock the computer. And that MacBook Air got a lot of other new features too, and it's $1,200.
Bridget, I know you cover a lot of these events when Apple or similar companies have these events. I know you show up to a lot of them. Is anything jaw-dropping anymore? There was a time where every time they would do these, people would come away going, I can't believe the technology. Does that still happen, or are we all kind of used to seeing amazing things?
I think the things that get us talking the most are, what did Apple do to require us to buy new accessories?
Yeah.
So, like, I can't believe they are, you know, maybe getting rid of something or making us, you know, when it comes to the headphone jack or whatever it might be, right?
Mm-hmm.
That gets the most buzz. This time around, I think most people and the reactions I've seen online, it's that, okay, this is pretty expensive. I'm not going to jump to get this because people don't really jump for an iPad, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
What most people might care about is that if you have an iPhone or iPad already, that that there's a new operating system that's available today. I think it's iOS 12.1. It's going to have, get this, more than 70 new emoji.
Oh,
boy.
Oh.
It's also going to have group-based. I know, see, there you go. It's also going to have group FaceTime, so you'll be able to have a FaceTime with, like, up to 30-some people. Because, you know, I'm sure you always have been dying to have a video chat with
with everyone I know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to also fix a little bug that's been reported on when it comes to the iPhone XS charging. So it's, yeah, that's those things get more buzz than the actual devices, I
How
think.
How small would people's faces be, though, on your screen if there's 30 of them? It'll be like watching MSN or something, MSG or something. one of the networks. I don't know which one. MSG.
I can't wait to see how much of a mess this looks, because not only is it a lot of people, but
yeah,
those people who can also have those animoji faces and special effects done on their camera. So imagine everyone having like an animal face.
Oh, that'd be great.
Having black and white. Yeah, it's going to be madness.
Love the future.
I hate us now. I really, I really do. All right, I have a couple of questions. I have an iPad and I use it to catch up and binge watch things because sometimes not everybody in your house wants to watch the same thing. So a lot of viewing freedom happens with an iPad. Since these new ones are coming out, are current iPads going to drop in price?
Sometimes the answer is yes. They'll stop selling some models and make a newer one, maybe the same low price that the other one was. So you're not going to see anything maybe cheaper than $330, but rather a newer model may be dropped down to that starting price. I think another thing Apple kind of is doing with this upgrade, they're kind of blurring the line of laptop and iPad. That this new iPad has an extra port in it, a USB-C port for charging or connecting to a monitor. You can tell that they really put a focus on like people who are kind of in this world of flexibility. Like maybe you want to do some stuff in video editing and you want to connect it to something more, maybe not. I feel like when you can attach it to a keyboard case, we are kind of, you know, going, all right, is this a laptop or is it a, you know, tablet? Yes, it has a mobile operating system on it, but for some folks, you know, especially students, that line is blurring on what they maybe need, you know, for getting work done.
So I have to say, I am not being paid by Apple, and I'm frustrated by Apple's prices, and I'm sick of all the Apple news. That being said, I love my iPhone. It, mm-hmm. I mean, Bill, you have jumped from a Windows phone to iPhone. Isn't this much easier to use?
It's easier, yeah.
Wow.
I still don't know what I'm doing, but it's easier to not know what I'm doing.
Okay. So, and I have an iPad as well, not a cellular one, but I really don't need it because I have a phone. Mm-hmm. And I broke down and bought a MacBook Pro several years ago, and I very rarely use my laptop because I feel you don't even really need a computer anymore if you between an iPhone and an iPad.
Yeah, it depends on what you're doing, right? Like I'm the kind of person who still wants a keyboard for writing because I'm a writer, but you can do that now with a detachable keyboard on your iPad, right? And
yeah.
So, you know, if all you're doing is using these web services, like, you know, logging on to Google for your work to save your documents, which, you know, students do all the time now, you know, do you really need an operating system that has a full Microsoft Word behind it? You know, and that's what's really changing a lot now.
And the best thing ever invented was to be able to print from your iPhone or iPad.
Wait, you can print directly from your phone?
God, will you blast into the 2000s?
How?
Well, it depends on your printer. I have an HP printer, and printers are so cheap now.
But no, there's no documentation that comes out of your phone with a printed message on it, right?
Well, you get something, like if I wanted to print an email that you sent me, it's called an air printer. You just install like HP Smart Home through the app. And I don't even think you need the app. You can just look for your wireless printer.
But it's not going to come out of your phone, right? It does?
No, it comes. Oh, my God. It comes out of the printer.
Okay. Yeah.
Bridget, he hears words and he hears wah.
I knew that.
Explain.
Okay, there are printers that are as big as a phone that you can wirelessly connect, you know, and hold it in your hand. I see people do that when they want to print a photo from their phone. But no, nowadays you have printers that can even just, like if you have a photo on your phone, you can just print that photo, send it to your home printer, and then boom, it prints out. Or a PDF on your phone, you can boom, send it to your home printer. You just
a PBJ? Can I do one of those? I want to print a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You just connect
a replicator from Star Trek.
You connect it has to be an updated printer, and you connect it to your network at home, so your phone and your printer are on the same network.
Yeah.
And if you type up a document, you can just hit print.
Oh.
I can even scan things from my phone and print them.
I've seen that. All right. Wow.
You're amazed at technology, aren't
you? I love that. What year is it, 1973? I love this year, Bridget. 1974 is going to be even better.
All right. If people are not going to go to the Apple event, which most people aren't, is CNET going to live blog this or simulcast this?
We have a very easy summary you could just read on our main home site right now, CNET.com. Yeah.
All right. She's Bridget Carey. Thanks for explaining things
to
Bill.
Thanks for enlightening us, Bridget.
I'm always there to be your guide.
You are. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Bridget Carey, you can find her at CNET.com. She's
printable.
She
you
is.
You can print her on your phone.
Twitter, at Bridget Carey, and Instagram, Bridget Happens. Boy, you just never cease to amaze me.
Just between you and me, I still don't know the answer to, can you just hold up your phone and press a button and something you type printed comes out of your phone?
No, nothing comes out of your phone.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Who wants that? It would be tiny.
Well, yeah, but if you just need a note of some kind, nothing, you know, to turn in, nothing important, but say you just wanted to print up a note to yourself, you can't, it doesn't come out of your phone.
No.
No, that's what I'm asking. Why don't they have that?
Because you're the only one who would use
it. I want
it.
That.
Have you ever heard of a post-it note?
No.
Nope. All right, still to come on the show, you want to, it's happening soon.
Well, later on, not right away, well, we're doing the hitchhiking story first, right? That's coming up soon.
Right.
Celebrity hitchhiking event. And then one of the best comedians of all time, Robert Klein, will join us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.